Praise the Lord. If I were in Brazil today, with the Spirit of the Lord moving in this place like it is right now, you really ought to think about being baptized in Jesus' name. It's about the best way to get the blood on you is being baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's your option. But I'll tell you what, it's a smart move if you really believe in what the pastor's been saying tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Very powerful Spirit of God here.
Hallelujah.
Let's raise our hands and thank the Lord one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I praise you, Savior. I praise you, Savior. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Holy Ghost.
There's power in the blood.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's power in the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. What an honor it is to be in Jennings tonight. I give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone of my life, the light that shines in the darkness, and the light that I want to follow faithfully. It's also an honor to be here with Pastor Townley and his wife. We correspond back and forth by email and on occasion by phone. And it's just one of those things that just has developed up. And I feel very comfortable around Pastor Townley, and I'm honored that he consented for me to come by and to be with you all. So thank you very much, Pastor. And it's also an honor to see the elder here tonight.
Amen.
God bless you, sir. I remember him, I guess, since I was a teenager, and when my father was able and was traveling, and when I was just a teenager and was traveling with my father, I have very fond memories of traveling up and down southern Louisiana and being in church. And it's an honor to be here with you, Pastor. God bless you, sir. Amen. A great, great man of God. And I am very honored to have been able to meet them. I can't say I've been around them all that much because I don't live here. I live in Brazil and have lived there for most of my life. So I've gotten cheated out of a few blessings. But on the other hand, I've gotten other blessings. So it balances out. And so it's also a pleasure and a privilege to be in here church with you all tonight. God bless you. Thank you very much for your faithful support toward Brazilian missions. I'm very glad I was able to come by here and to personally express. It's been a long, long time since I've been by here. And I believe, I may be mistaken, I think it's the first time I've preached here, if I can remember. But I would like to say thank you very much for your faithful, faithful support. I'm also aware that tonight is not your regular church night. And it's sort of hard to express my sentiments, my feelings, to think that someone would give up their free night to come to church to hear me. And I know you didn't come because of me, but it was adjusted here and there. And that's it's so touching until it becomes a little bit awkward in a way that, you know, once again, you're here, you could be doing something else, you could, you know. And so I'm very appreciative of you coming to listen to the word of the Lord. And yet it shows so very much about your love for God and for his things. And so thank you very much. God bless you. And it's good to be here with my wife. She and I don't get to travel very much together. We grab at any little chance that we have of traveling together because we do it so little. And yet we travel so much. I put thousands and thousands and thousands of miles on this old body every year. And if I were to tell you how many I added it up, how many thousands of miles I traveled 2005, you would be astonished. I have probably in 2005, if my adding is correct, I have probably traveled 170,000 miles in 2005, including flying and everything else, and ground and bus and boat and whatever else. So I've done a lot of it. This is an old, tired old body. And my wife does a lot of traveling also. As a matter of fact, our whole family, we're on the road very much. So when you hear someone come from Brazil or from a missionary and feel say, oh, I'm needing a new car, don't get uptight about it. You know, don't say, man, you know, don't get uptight, because it is one of the things a missionary uses almost more than anything else. And so don't say, oh, man, it's believe me, we wear them out. But I'm not here for a car tonight, so don't worry about it. Don't get nervous about that. I'm just using that as an example. So, but anyway, what I was saying, it's good to be here with my wife. She and I have been married 28 years. We have two children, adults now. Both of them are married. No, we don't have any grandkids, because I'd have this silly look on my face. But we don't have any grandkids yet. But we do have two adult children that are married. My son is full-time in missionary work, and my daughter is also very active. Both of them, like I said, are married. My son married an American. My daughter married a Brazilian. And so you ask, what do we speak at home, English or Portuguese? We speak both. So just to leave you relieved about that. But when I married my wife, she was very, very, very poor. Lived in a house that not all of the house had flooring in it, had one light bulb in the whole house, didn't have a bathroom inside, didn't have a washing machine. They used a scrub board, a rub board, to wash clothes. And what was so great about that is that when I got married to her, my wife she didn't have any expectations or any demands. Well, I'll just marry you if the washing machine is brand new. You know, there's no problem. So if our washing machine breaks down, it don't bother her. You know, she washed clothes on a rub board all her life anyway. So, you know, our washing machine is working, though. So just for you to know, it is working. But what I'm trying to say to you, you know, is that she felt the Lord spoke to her about me. And finally, I heard God's voice about her. She heard it a lot quicker than I did. But anyway, we did get it all together. And we have been very happily married for 28 years now, traveling all across Brazil at times together, but traveling and taking and spreading the gospel to wherever we can. And that's all because you have made that possible. So thank you very much. I was going to ask her to come up and sing, but I think I better pass on that, because I'm afraid that we'll run out of time before it's all said and done. I just figured out I don't have a watch up here, and so you might regret that in a little while too. But the only way I can solve out that problem is one of two ways: either give me one of your watches, or when it really comes time for you to go home, you get up and start getting out the door. And hopefully I'll get the message before it's all said and done. I realize, and my wife says, you know, well, you know, you're a child of God. Yes, I am. I try to be, and I want to be. But I realize at times it's hard for me to preach in the States. I have a hard time preaching here. And the reason why is because I've lived in Brazil for most of my life. I learned Portuguese before I ever learned English. Both of them I learned self-taught by myself. I learned to read and write in English and in Portuguese by myself. I don't have any kind of an education until I was 30 years old. I didn't have any kind of an education except for whatever I learned on my own. And so that has advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is that, you know, you got an inquisitive mind. You want to know more. And the disadvantage is that you don't have anyone to teach you what you need to know. So I've come to find out that I have problems in preaching in English because of the vocabulary and this and that. So my suggestion to you tonight is if I stumble onto a word, you help me out with the word. Okay, now if y'all don't come to an agreement between you all about what the way to say it, you've got major problems. So, and please don't confuse me, you know, don't make it worse than it already is. And the second problem that I have about preaching in English is that people in the United States, they trigger off differently than Brazilians. What do I mean by that? I mean they say amen and such as at different places than a Brazilian would. So sometimes you'll notice me, you know, I'll well, what's wrong with him? It's because I expected an amen there, and it didn't show up. So the solution to that, the only one I've always figured out on that, just say amen everywhere. And then, you know, and I'll think I'm preaching good, and you'll be helping me out, and everything will be okay. But I don't have, because of this, growing up on the missionary field, and because of just trying to figure out things on my own, I don't fall into any kind of a pattern. Let's put it this way: I've been in places, and they wouldn't say I preached because they didn't think I preached, and so they said, "Boy, you really did. You know, your words were really nice because I didn't fit into their mold." And so I'm not orthodox in the way that, yeah, I'm not orthodox. I'm just, and people say, well, where are your notes? I don't have any notes. People look for, they want to know, well, how are you going to end your message? I don't know. I don't program out what I don't now, you know. I'm not knocking anyone that does it. I'm just saying that ain't me. And so it just, you know, we'll just figure it out. And if it don't come together, I told you he was a missionary, you know. But if it does come together, maybe you can go home with a blessing tonight. Maybe you can go home with a blessing tonight. Hallelujah. Maybe you can go home with something special in your soul. Felt the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. I've really felt the Holy Ghost here. And I pray that God will meet us here tonight. My mom, she always had great expectations for me. She always wanted me to be something great, and I suspect that I never did meet up to her expectations. My mom always wanted me to be a musician, and she did her very best to make me a musician. I was adding up the other day, I'm talking about lessons. I'm talking about studying that my mother paid for me. She paid for piano lessons, accordion lessons, bass lessons, guitar lessons, trumpet lessons, trombone lessons, clarinet. I'm in the house of God. I can't lie. I'm telling you the truth. Saxophone. Did I say drums? Drums. There's one that's missing there somewhere. That's nine. Don't know how to play a lick. But today I wish I knew what my mother wanted me to know. And so I guess what I would like to talk to you today about things I wish I had known sooner. Things I wish I had known sooner. Things I wish I had known sooner. Did you know that it's possible to sit in church and let the power of God and the Word of God be launched into your life, and you can live a whole life of listening what God has to say to the church? And then when it comes down to when you need to know the answer, it wasn't there. So if you won't get up nervous and tight with me, if you'll just let me do it my way, okay? Will you let me do it my way? Okay. If people say, well, what's your text? I'm telling you, you know, you may have to send me back to school. But just let me do it my way, okay? Hallelujah. Did you know that there are some things I just wish I had known sooner. And I'm going to try to run a few of these little things by you. And when you hear them, you'll say, "Oh man, I already knew that." You see, they were up there wanting to know, "Is he going to read?" That's just the way. But I'll read it. Don't worry. I'll read it. I'll get to the Bible. Don't worry. Don't get nervous. Anybody nervous here? Okay. Let's just let the Lord do something here tonight. Okay. Amen. And so, I've felt so good here today. I want to sort of go back and go over a few little lessons that I have learned by stumbling in life that I wish that, you know, I had have known before, you know, and you know them. It's just that they maybe haven't been put into words for you. Okay? Okay. Number one. Well, before, let me just, so for the ones that don't get too nervous, I'll give you a reading out of the Bible, and then we'll work from there, okay? Open your Bibles to Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast. Let's all say boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof. Hear what? Hear about the boast. And be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Did you feel that little brush of the Holy Ghost just now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands in Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Church said amen. Amen. Say it all the time from now on, okay? Amen. You may be seated. You know, we so often we live below how can I say it? We live below the level we ought to live on, spiritually speaking. And because we live below the level that we're supposed to live on, we get cheated out of what could be ours rightfully. Okay? So, maybe lesson number one that I wish I had learned sooner is that, number one, God is bigger than what you can imagine. Now you say, oh man, that's so simple. Yeah, I know it is. We don't it doesn't flow into our brains. And so because it doesn't enter into our, you know, because we limit God, because we box God into our little idea of what God is or should be, well, then we cheat ourselves out of God's power to answer what we need. You're not scared, are you? Okay. Let's. Okay. So we. If you were to take God and make God's full spectrum, his, you know, I'm using these cute little words because I'm trying to improve my vocabulary. Don't worry, don't get too excited. But if you were to make God from here all the way to over there, the size that God is. You got nervous on that one. God doesn't have a size. I'm just trying to help you grab the idea. I wish I had known much before that God is bigger than what I think he is. Holy Ghost, have mercy on me. Help me to preach what needs to. I can remember times when, I'm probably not there yet. I'm probably still learning the lesson. Maybe that's what brought me into this. It just you know, I'm still trying to grasp on to the idea of exactly who this God is that I serve. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. And there has been times in my life that because of my limited thinking, because I chose by ignorance or whatever else you want to put it down as to box God in to my little box and refusing to allow God, because of my limitations, refusing to allow God, quote unquote, to work outside of the box. God became limited because I would not allow God outside of what I thought God should be inside. Hallelujah. You want to know a church that's on fire for God? You want a church where things really happen? You walk into a church where people suddenly realize, hey, I should have known that a long time ago. God is bigger than what I ever thought. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Woo! He's bigger than your mountains. He's bigger than your valleys. He's bigger than your darkness. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. 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 You know, hallelujah. Felt a little pause button hit on there just for a few seconds there. And the Holy Ghost there. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost. God's bigger than what you're facing. I'm telling you, He's bigger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we tend to, even though we may know it in theory that God is from here to over there, we tend to, it's just human nature. I'm not here knocking anybody. I'm telling you lessons that I should have learned sooner. But we tend to make God, we tend to square God into where we think the spectrum or the space that we think that God ought to operate in. We give God the space that we think, quote unquote, that's His. You listen to what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So we give God the liberty or the space or the freedom that we gets quiet here, don't it? So it's sort of like this green carpet here, you know. Well this is where God operates right here, this green width, the broadband right here. This is you computer guys, you know, I'll help you out. You know. So we put God on this space in where that we on this end right down here, this is small stuff. You know, we're not going to bother Him with the small stuff. You know, because it's so we don't even get off into the small stuff because it's small stuff. Have you ever lost anything? And you just you know it's not the end of the world, and so what you do you go and look for it, you know, can't find it, well, you know, okay, I'll just have to go and buy another one. Have you ever lost your wallet? Lost your car keys? Ooh, I love my shot. Oh, I got quiet here. Come on, just let me be myself here tonight. Hallelujah. Just let me do it my way here. Hallelujah. And so we don't bother God on this end because, you know, it's just a small thing. You know, and so I remember one time, just as I spoke about that, I remember one time I lost my wallet. And where did it go? You know, where did it go? In Brazil, you can't live without a wallet because not because of the money situation, because you've got to carry ID card, you got to carry this, you got to carry that. And so it's so hard to get into the ID card and all that. And so the last time I remembered, I was up in the attic, you know, working on some wires. And so I climbed back up in the attic and crawled all over that stupid attic. Everywhere. I just looking for the stupid wallet, you know, because it was stupid me that had lost the stupid wallet. You know. And so climbed down, couldn't find it. And I said, Jesus, I said, I need the wallet. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. I said, climb back up in that attic. I was already just up there, you know. Didn't you see me? You know. I said, get back up there. And I put the ladder back at the attic opening. And believe me, when I stuck my head up into the whatever the little hole name is or whatever, you know, stuck it up there. The wallet was right there. You know, it's a little. Hallelujah. Little small things. So we allow God to operate here. We don't bother Him over there. And we usually don't believe in Him over here. Hallelujah. But God, He operates in whatever bandwidth you allow. And you'll need it. There'll be times in your life that you better learn the lesson tonight. God is bigger than what you think He is. He's wider. He's deeper. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. You see, we got to, I'm working slow. That's just why I told you that clocks are big bad trouble with me. You see, we've got to break out of this. If we're going to find the answers to the problems we're facing nowadays, Holy Ghost, if we're going to even be able to have the courage to come into God's presence with some problems that we're facing, hallelujah, you better learn this lesson before it's too late. Hallelujah. God, He's bigger. I said, God, He's bigger. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Holy Ghost, move on me today. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. We're facing problems and we're facing situations that our little old human mind and our little old human's abilities, hallelujah, can't even scratch the surface of the problems that we're facing. Hallelujah. We've got to start learning the lesson of coming into God's presence and saying, God, my humanness, hallelujah, says it works here, but I've got to start believing in You that on this side of the spectrum and on that side of the spectrum, hallelujah, You've got woo. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. God is bigger than what you can imagine that He is. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You see, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have mercy. You see, if you box God in, God cannot work outside of your. I mean, He can, but you won't let Him. God can do anything, but because you've boxed God in, to what? God can't work outside of your limitations that you've imposed on Him.
All right.
Hear what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I've got a long ways to go on this message. Hallelujah. But I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You've been limiting God too much. You've got this little idea that you've got God's size figured out. Bless your dear little soul. Hallelujah. You haven't the faintest idea, nor do I, of what God can do. Hallelujah. I said what God can do. You don't have the faintest idea. Hallelujah. And the reason why you haven't had an answer to what you're needing is because you don't believe that God can do what you're praying for Him to do. And so while you're praying, God's filling out your soul and you're saying one thing, but you don't believe what you're saying. So you don't believe it. You have the blah, 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 but you don't have it down in here. So how can God do anything in your life? Because you're clipping God out of what He could really do.
to break out. This box that we've put God in. Because
you've tried your way. It didn't work, did it? It didn't work, did it? You know why it didn't work? Because you put God on the green. He works over here. He works over there. One time I was getting in the car to go to church. Two little boys were coming up the street, down in Brazil, of course, and they were carrying a little box. I already knew what was in the box, but just to rib them or whatever. What's in the box, boys? Oh, this is Jesus. I said, really? I said, oh, yeah. I said, well, let me see Jesus. So they set the box down on the floor on the sidewalk and opened up. It had a little Louvre deals, a little, you know, open up. There's a little statue of Jesus in there behind a glass pane or whatever. And the Catholics on our street, they share Jesus between them. And so Jesus is at so-and-so's home for 1 week and goes to the other home for the other week. You know, don't forget the offering. I had a little slot in the back for the offering. But, you know, so you took Jesus around. But that was the size of their Jesus. What's the size of your Jesus? Who's going to answer your problems? Since you just think Jesus is just size 9.5 medium. Who's going to? Show forth the strength of your God. If you don't do it. Now I want to move on. I just sort of flow with the tide here. So you just have to take it as it comes. Hallelujah, Lord! I feel the Holy Ghost here. He kalarakaya shitiyai. Hallelujah. And so we tend to put God into where we want Him to be, and we limit Him here, we limit Him there. But you know what? God is bigger than what you can ever imagine of what God is. And I'm gonna try to move along here and try to show you how all this works and how it all comes together. I'm trying to show you one of the reasons, not the only, of course, but one of the reasons why you come to church. One of the reasons why you ought to come and give it all you've got. If I can pull it all together here, hallelujah, and try to show you how all this works. You see, but you've got to destroy this box idea and understand this lesson that God is bigger than what you imagine. Now, I'm going to try to show you this in the Bible, if I can pull it all together here, if I can get it all together here. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to show it to you in the Bible. But if you don't have this concept of what I've just told you, you know, you won't be able to understand the rest of what I'm going to try to, what I'm going to try to tell you. But you've got to understand this. Because otherwise, there's no way that you can, there's no way that how can I put it into words? You see these problems that we're facing, these trials that you're going through and all that. If you don't have this concept, there's no way that you can get God from here to over there, because you've put God right here. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I'm going to try to help you to move the size of God to expand in such a way. You hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So you've got God right here. Okay, let me just do it Brazilian way here. You got to talk plain. Okay, you got God right here, but your problem is right here. So we've got to, you know, does that mean that God is God's everywhere. But the problem is you put God here.
All right. All right.
And life, or whatever you want to put it down, has put your problem here. So you've got to get God, who's really already there, but not in your mind. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, you've got to get God from here to over here. And if you can ever get God from here and stretch him out, not that God becomes bigger, but because your faith in God becomes bigger. Amen. Your faith in God becomes bigger as you begin expanding. In the verse that I read, there's two key words in that. There's two key words in that. One key word in the verses that I read to you is boast. Boy, that went over like a lead balloon. Hallelujah. Amen. I said boast. Say it.
Boast.
Yeah, you got to learn how to boast about God. You hear what I'm saying? You got to learn how to boast about God. You got, Lord, have mercy. God, have mercy. You've got to have it in your brains. Hallelujah. Woo! You got to learn how to boast about God. Sort of that idea, you know, well, my dad can beat your dad up with one hand tied behind his back. Have you ever done that? You ain't done it, have you? You better start doing it in church. This is one of those lessons you should have learned a long time ago. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You've got to learn how to boast about God. People go out there and they start testifying about the Lord. You don't believe that God can do it, do you? Because if you believe that God could do it, you wouldn't keep your mouth shut about it. That went over pretty bad too, didn't it? I said, if you really believe that God could do it, you wouldn't keep your mouth shut. You would say, God can do it with one hand tied behind his back. Hallelujah. You see, that's what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. There's churches all across America that are living below their privilege, their blessings, because they refuse, hallelujah, to believe that God is bigger than their box. Holy Ghost, give me the authority of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You have got to get that boasting ability about God. My dad could beat your dad up. People get this idea that's a war between God and Satan. Big bunch of baloney. I'll have to be careful with my English. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have mercy. You can splice the tape afterwards, do all you want to with it. Hallelujah. But there's still this baloney spirit of people that believe it's a war between God and Satan. Let me tell you what, that's hogwash. You know why it is? Because Satan was never God. He's an angel. Hallelujah.
And he's a fallen one on top of that. It's never been an issue of the war between the gods. There's just one God. And he has all the power in heaven and in earth. It's never been an issue. That's the reason why you can say, my daddy can beat the snot out of him. Because my daddy's God. And I'm his child. Woo! Come on, church. You got to learn how to boast in the Holy Ghost. Only way. God, he's already over there where your problem's at. Because you refuse to acknowledge his power. Because you're afraid of stay in your little small world. This big old problem right over there. You refuse to acknowledge his ability. Oh, Holy Ghost. Pardon me, I just... There's something that's passed inside of me. I'm telling you, God can do it. Oh, Jesus. I feel such a strong burden here. I don't know. Just say it. Say, God, you could. You're bigger than anything I. Oh, lessons I wish I'd have learned a lot sooner. I never learned them. But I should have. You better start learning them now. Because you're going to face more and more problems that are outside of your little box that God's in. If you don't learn that God is bigger, you'll never reach him. because you won't let him. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Like I said, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just falling after, trying to. Holy Ghost, Lord, have mercy. Can't get away from it. I'm just telling you, there's somebody here. Somebody, whatever you want to put it down as. Hallelujah. The answer to your problems in God. And if you would just say, God, I know you can do it. You just boast a little bit about God. Give him a little bit of praise. Well, God. Ooh, halahoshitia. And as you start praising God, as you start magnifying those two key words, boasting and magnifying. Woo! It's not that God gets bigger. It's that your faith, ooh, halahoshitia, moves into an area. Holy Ghost, holy, 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 Holy Ghost. Woo! It's not impossible, child of God. I said it's not impossible. Hallelujah. Without God, all things are possible. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Ooh. Come on, just raise your hands. Say, God, you're bigger. Come on, say it. God, you're bigger than what I thought. Say it. You're bigger. Come on, say it. Some of you aren't saying it because you don't believe it. Say it. Say it. You're bigger. You're bigger. You're bigger. Say it. Say it. Come on. There's a Holy Ghost moving in this place. Lord have mercy. Woko shadakayate.
Sidia la raya shitia. He's bigger than what you imagine. He's bigger. He's bigger. Shall we stand?